7. We're now moving local over to the Clane-Maynooth Municipal District, where Independent Councillor Pádraig McAvoy joins me on the line. Good morning, Pádraig. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning, Hannah, and to everyone tuning in.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting, Pádraig, and your first motion to the council says it's something that's been concerns raised by local residents undertake a traffic survey on the L10231 through Moat Commons Clane. What exactly is happening here? What is concerning for residents there?
At both ends of that road, Hannah, there are restricted HGV signs, yet there are articulated lorries, buses, large buses, and high volumes of other traffic using it. This is between the roundabout on the Salons Road out of Clane and the Millicent Road. It's an L-shaped road. In places, it's only able to carry or allow single vehicles to move along the road, others having to wait out of the way for those to pass. Residents have found the intensity of traffic getting worse in recent times, as was quite similar to the problem we have in Capdou Lane in Clane, where as recently as a few days ago, a large vehicle knocked a large bough off the tree and blocked the road for over an hour. So as the population goes up and the traffic trying to get through Clane goes up, both from within Clane and passing through Clane, these local roads that aren't capable of supporting large vehicles are coming under increased pressure. And the County Council has indicated that they will do a volume and type measurement on the road to see if there's other interventions can be brought forward to deal with the issue.
All right. Your next question then, Pádraig, to the council is you want them to clarify the absence of housing acquisitions in the Clane-Maynooth Municipal District for the year to date compared with 2025. What exactly has happened here?
Well, each month the Chief Executive reports to the county councillors on progress in different schemes. And in early May, people would have seen notification that there was an uptick in the number of people being evicted from homes in quarter one this year by 50%, a 50% rise in the number of people receiving eviction notices in quarter one 2026 compared to 2025. And that follows on changes of policy. And while the County Council has capacity and plans to buy properties, new properties in the Clane-Maynooth Municipal District, one of the schemes that's been open to the Council for years is so-called tenant in situ. And in that instance, where a landlord needs to sell a property with a tenant in place, where that tenant is probably supported by County Council measures or schemes, then there was a relatively straightforward process for the County Council to acquire the property from the landlord within certain criteria. While that scheme was shut down for a number of months and then replaced with another one that's more restrictive, I suppose myself and other councillors will be receiving inquiries from people that are given notice of evictions and yet the County Council hasn't got the latitude. So I suppose the frustration from the public comes from the fact that the government is bringing in policies to incentivise development, yet knowing that there would be higher rates of eviction notices and that duly ensued, one of the instruments for dealing with that was also cut off from the County Council. And officials are dealing with higher numbers of eviction notices at the minute and have been for a while. And I suppose it was to draw attention to this issue and provide feedback to our public representatives that are members of the government parties at County Council level. And I know some of them would have been concerned about the loss of this tenant in situ scheme. And just to draw some sunlight onto it, because there does seem to be disorder and disorganisation in the way things are being done. And if the County Council can't alleviate the threat of homelessness with this instrument, then we end up with more people on homeless lists, more people living in emergency accommodation. And the promise of increasing house building can only increase at a certain rate. It doesn't match the rate at which people are being given eviction notices, and that's where the concern is coming from.
And were the council, did they, I suppose, recognise that concern at that MD meeting? I mean, did they give anything to say that they would clarify the issue or work on it?
To be fair to the county council, they were raising the concern, as in the officials, were raising the concern before, while that scheme was shut previously or closed off last year as money ran out, and there were concerns raised with the proposed change to the scheme. Hannah, you might notice this is a question on the motion, and the protocol goes with questions. They provide clarifying information, but it doesn't end up in a debate. So it was to get the information out, and that's where the discussion was going.
All right. And Parag, your other motion then to the council is in relation to address the spread of Himalayan balsam along the River Liffey catchment in advance of the peak growing season. You're asking that the council undertake this along with other community groups and other stakeholders. What did the council come back with in relation to that motion?
In that instance, the Biodiversity Office in Tulare County Council have been leading out on this initiative for 2021, doing early audits. And the Himalayan balsam is a so-called invasive. It's a garden escapee, an invasive plant that was introduced probably a decade or more ago. It has broken out into riparian or riverside habitats, colonising riverbanks along the River Liffey, both in tributaries and along the main bank. And the most effective way to deal with it is to start removing it from the uppermost areas where it appears, as in Ballymore Eustace in County Kildare, just below the dam at Poolafuca. And to be fair to the groups up there, the County Council has been hosting training for the people in Ballymore Eustace, but also for people living in Newbridge and Clane have attended those training events, along with the anglers, who are other stakeholders in the life along the river. So I've been involved in some of that training, and last year, while most of the folks have been upstream, a group in Clane started to undertake clearance as a pilot in the Clane area, removing an extensive amount of the Himalayan balsam. And what it does is it helps prevent the riverbanks from being eroded and then from the silt ending up in the river and interfering with the habitats and the spawning of the fish. And for people that are talking to anglers, they would probably be aware that the River Liffey is under a lot of pressure from both pollutants and this type of invasive species. And as such, the population of the fish species have dropped dramatically in recent years. So it was to draw attention to the fact that this initiative is happening. It appears that we learned from the response from the council there will be a invasive species week in June, which I presume we're waiting to hear their announcements on, and there'll be training in Cuchulainn associated with dealing with Himalayan balsam and other invasive plants that present a threat to habitat and human life by extension.
All right, that is independent councillor Parag McAvoy on the Clane Maynooth Municipal District joining us on the show to run through those motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. Parag, good morning and thanks for taking our call. You can keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. You can call us on 0458.com.
Talk that matters. Text or WhatsApp Kildare today on 0833 97 97 97.
Callan Skips, no price, skip higher. Order online at callanskips.ie or call us free on 1-800.